Apparently, Gene Munster.
Oh,
Gene Munster.
Oh. La 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 la. Hold
Gene
on
Munster.
A second.
Anyway, with Gene Munster.
Oh, you're killing me here.
News out. Gene Munster.
Thank you. Thank you for waiting.
Can I finish? Yeah, will you let me finish? Will you let me finish?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Apparently, he said WWDC 2022 shows why Apple's great for consumers and investors. We don't give any we don't give any investing advice, but Gene Munster apparently does.
And now, Gene Munster, way to just like jump out on that limb, Gene. That's why they pay you the big bucks.
Yeah. And I said this, I think I've said this, and I think I've heard a few people talk about this, and we did mention tvOS. In fact, I was talking about HomeKit, you know, a new interface for tvOS. But Apple didn't mention tvOS at all in WWDC.
I'm telling you, I think the Apple TV as a platform, as a hardware platform, is going away. And they're going to concentrate on adding more features and capabilities to the Apple TV app.
Here's one thing that people are talking about from WWDC. Now you'll be able to edit those ill-advised iMessages. So for up to 15 minutes after the message has been sent, you can then either edit or delete it. I'm more interested in was the fact that you could actually mark a message as unread if you'd read it, because I often use that capability to remind me that I've got to do something with that message. Looking forward to that. There are a number of Ventura features that are exclusive to Apple Silicon powered Macs.
Not a surprise.
I think we'll probably learn a lot more about that over the next few weeks, and we'll probably be going through that when somebody comes up with a appropriate list of which Macs can do what with which software.